You put the B in LGBT. You put the B in LGBT. Welcome to the Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. Today we are speaking with Alexandra Bowles of GLAAD about Spirit Day on October 15th this year. Welcome, Alexandra.
Thank you. Alexandra. Thanks, Lynette. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Great. Before we begin, Alexandra, would you mind sharing what exactly GLAAD is and what you do there?
Absolutely. So GLAAD is the leading LGBT media advocacy organization working to accelerate cultural acceptance for LGBT people around the world. And basically what that means is we empower LGBT people to use the media to effectively share their stories. And we also equip the media to share those stories accurately and responsibly. And I am a strategist on GLAAD's programs team. So I spearhead GLAAD's bi-related advocacy work, and I also help spearhead our work in the U.S. South and our global program.
Ooh. And you happened to be along with us, all of us, in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago.
I was.
It was a great time, wasn't it?
It was crazy. It was so good.
Yeah, it was. So what exactly is Spirit Day?
So Spirit Day is the world's most visible and,
It's okay.
Spirit Day is the world's most visible anti-bullying campaign. This year it falls on October 15th, which is this Thursday. And it actually started in 2010, a sort of a grassroots internet campaign after the deaths of numerous LGBT youth and young adults like Tyler Clementi. And after those deaths were being widely covered in the media. And a teenage girl named Brittany McMillan started Spirit Day on Tumblr, and then with GLAAD's help, it became a worldwide movement where people go purple every year. And basically what that means is that every year, people, schools, school districts, major sports leagues, landmarks like the White House, Empire State Building, celebrities from Laverne Cox to Oprah to Caitlyn Jenner and the Kardashian family, you know, all different kinds of TV shows and networks, faith communities, corporations, I mean, even public figures like Ban Ki-moon and Hillary Clinton, all go purple and take a united stance against bullying and support for LGBT youth. And actually, even today, something really cool happened around trying to get public figures to vocalize their support for LGBT youth as part of Spirit Day, where GLAAD one by one invited each presidential candidate to publicly support LGBT youth in this fight against bullying. So far, Hillary Clinton's the only one to confirm, but hopefully more will hop on board.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they will. It just takes a while to get the info to them. So
yeah, they got to check their Twitters.
Well, that's awesome. We want to thank Brittany and you guys for doing this. We know from our own history this year, it's been pretty rough from Adam to, we lost quite a few, and it's been pretty traumatic for the whole community. So we appreciate this happening. And this is like your 50th year then.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, so why is it important that we address the issue of bullying?
Well, first of all, bullying is definitely an issue that disproportionately affects lesbian, gay, bisexual, and, of course, transgender students. 8 out of 10 LGBT students actually experience harassment at school, and as many as 60% of LGBT students who report bullying say that their schools do nothing once those cases are actually reported. And so it's definitely of epidemic proportions, it's happening. And when we talk about bullying, you know, what we're talking about is something that affects people, young people, emotionally, physically, and academically. LGBT kids are at a higher risk for academic troubles, and not because they're not smart or they're not trying their hardest to succeed, but because they're more likely to find themselves in an unsafe environment that's not conducive to their learning, to their success. And it's strong support systems that not only help kids overcome bullying, but that support actually empowers these kids by making them more resilient. And that's something, that's a skill and a character trait that can last them a lifetime. And so when we participate in Spirit Day as a way to raise visibility about bullying and address the issue, what we're really trying to do is turn the whole internet purple, you know, so we can, as a community, and also invite our allies to reclaim what can be otherwise dark or unsafe spaces, be it the internet, you know, schools, the cafeteria, you know, mainstream media, and reclaim it in a way that really tells LGBT youth that they're supported and that they're loved and that they can, you know, literally spot with their own eyes who is standing up for them. And that's something that really empowers them to succeed in a sustainable long-term way.
Right, yes, and our youth are very much at risk. It's very difficult to navigate the trauma of especially the higher grades, but in all the grades, and not feel supported. It's set up for a dangerous situation.
Absolutely, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I mean, as you know, all the issues that affect the LGBT community as a whole tend to disproportionately affect bi youth and trans youth more so than gay or lesbian youth. And like you said, you know, we've already lost a number of LGBT and bisexual youth this year alone. You know, it's
not, and trans, and sometimes both. You know, it's been very difficult.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. You know, and, you know, it's, my theory is, you know, this bullying and the, well, you know, because kids get roughed up, too, physically. And I think kids have PTSD from it, and it's impossible to think about anything in school, you know, so it really does affect their grades.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it makes kids, you know, LGBT and otherwise, even afraid to come to school to, you know, they'll have physical symptoms that'll, you know, keep them from even feeling physically ready to go to school that day. And it's harder. It's so much harder. And for this generation, I mean, even since I graduated high school, social media, their phones, it's everywhere and it's constant.
Yeah. It's like a barrage. And, you know, I think you have to be a hero sometimes when you're being bullied to even show up at school mm-hmm. or even get through your day. So
yeah.
I want to give all those kids a big hug.
Yeah.
So how can we help raise awareness and participate in Spirit Day this year?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So Spirit Day, like I mentioned, is this Thursday, October 15th. And so in the days leading up to that, folks can go to glad.org/Spirit Day and take the Spirit Day pledge. Everyone can wear purple, spread the word using the hashtag Spirit Day on all their social media platforms. This year, GLAAD's actually put together these really cute posters that can be printed out saying that folks have taken their Spirit Day pledge. You can, you know, write things like I'm bisexual and I'm against bullying or whatever your identity might be. And you can mm-hmm. take pictures with those posters and post them on social media. You can download the Spirit Day app or visit the site and use the tools there to turn your pictures purple on social media. And also another really important part is you can download and check out the Spirit Day resource kits that live on GLAAD's site.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that, you know, one of the best things about Spirit Day is really its ability to ripple and for, you know, not just kids, but for everyone to really take it into their own hands and encourage their local schools, you know, churches, faith communities, their local officials, in addition to their friends and family, to go purple, to host their own events in their communities about Spirit Day and ending bullying and, you know, the experiences of LGBT youth. So, yeah, just really purple out real life and the digital world.
Yeah. So does GLAAD know of any resources that would help people like me and other kids, what we can do to actually combat bullying when we see it?
Yeah. So definitely head to glaad.org/Spirit Day and check out the resource kits. This is the mm-hmm. first time that they've actually been translated in 6 world languages.
Awesome.
So they're available mm-hmm. in, you know, Spanish, French, Russian, Arabic, and there are also anti-bullying resource kits that are specific for students and also specific for parents, teachers, and school officials, and sort of give them the tools to talk about and learn about bullying. But even beyond that, I think, you know, finding finding resources like bystander intervention training is super important. Mm-hmm. I went through bystander intervention training when I was a student at Connecticut College through their to learn how to sort of safely intervene during instances of potential assault on other people. And a big, you know, thing for bystander intervention, a big thing to keep in mind for anyone who wants to do it is to make sure that they're doing it safely, that you're not putting yourself in harm's way or anyone else. But bystander intervention can be something as simple as, you know, grabbing an official like a principal or a teacher, you know, when you're right in the moment. And you know, hopefully that can sort of cut things off before they get worse. And, you know, just making sure that you're practicing what you preach and really taking something like the Spirit Day Pledge as a year-round mantra and not just, you know, the day of.
Yes, and I think it's very important that we do get that information to the actual schools for the support for the faculty. Because I've heard some, you know, I think a lot of it means they don't know how to cope with it. And I've heard some, you know, kind of things that were not good. Like one school told a young girl we lost that she needed to toughen up. And I think that was really a reflection of they didn't know what to do.
That's
what I think.
I totally agree. I think, you know, my mom's a teacher. Some of the best, you know, people that got me through middle school and high school were teachers and mentors. And oftentimes teachers, you know, would stand up for me in instances of bullying, either in the moment or behind the scenes. And I think it's that folks in those positions absolutely want to help the kids, but they don't always have the tools to do so. And so hopefully the things like the anti-bullying resource kit will really give them some insight.
That's fantastic. I know that when in grade school, I had teachers stick up for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did that. I actually would go right to the teachers and, you know, at the risk of being called a tattletale, it saved my bacon quite a few times. But, you know, junior high school was a whole lot tougher to get that kind of help.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're overwhelmed with students or they just don't know, but, yeah.
I think also middle school kids, I mean, I think in middle school some kids just feel shyer about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe especially girls, well, girls and boys and everyone, you know, might just feel shyer about it or more like they have to deal with it on their own. But, you know, once you get to middle school and high school, hopefully, you know, there are some clubs available. I was in drama club for a long time, and it was definitely like a safe haven for folks who were kind of odd in their own way.
Yeah.
our drama teacher, drama club advisor was, you know, hugely influential and taught us all these great artistic outlets for and really focus on building community and that support system that I think is so important.
Awesome, yeah. Well, is there anything else you would like to add today?
I just want to say thank you for having me on the Bicast. This was so great, and I hope everyone goes purple to support bisexual, transgender, lesbian, and gay youth.
We already did, so everybody can catch up with us.
Awesome.
I really appreciate you coming on. Bullying is something I've really taken to my heart this year. Last year it was really rough, but this year it's even rougher for me. So I'm really hoping we can do something about this issue. You can find out more about Spirit Day by going to www.glad.org, and that is with two A's, GLAAD.org, Spirit Day. And you can learn more about hashtag Spirit Day by downloading the app at the site. They have the link at the site, and we also provide that on the website. You can find us at www.thebicast.org. And I want to thank you for coming today. I want to remind everybody else, you are not wrong, you're not broken, you are not alone, you are just a human being, and you are bisexual. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Lynette.
Awesome. Bye.
Awesome. Bye. Bye.
This is Margaret Cho, and you're listening to The Bicast, podcasting for the bisexual community.
The views expressed on The Bicast do not necessarily represent those of BiNet USA or the Bicast crew.